Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as written stone. I'm gonna hurl at a homosexual.
He got 6 ounces of weed and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Punch the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Guacamole, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Monday on Crab Nation Live, coming at you from the VOC Nation Worldwide, live at the same time from Los Angeles, California, Korean town, USA, where it's hotter than Fukushima rat's rectum here. Also, at the same time live, my esteemed co-host in steamy Florida, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Hi, I am esteemed and steamy. It is true.
It's steamy there, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I actually, to be fair, I do not know. I have a new rule when I'm in Pensacola. I do not go outside before 5 o'clock p.m.
Otherwise, you melt into a pile of liberal goo.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey, by the way, there's not a better thing to have a pile of rather than liberal goo.
Right.
By the way, the,
ladies,
the hotter than a Fukushima's rat rectum, that's good. At Fukushima rat rectum. I wish
Fukushima
that was my
rat rectum. Maybe that could be a wrestling name since we're on a wrestling network. In this corner,
good.
The Fukushima rat rectum.
I love it. Oh, but yes, it's very wrestling. Good point.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be here for the next couple hours live, steaming at you till 2 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. If you're listening to us out there, Ryan's in the central time zone of the United States of Merca. So it's 2 to 4 in that time. And you know what? I could do the math. If you're in the mountain time, if you're blazing one up in Colorado some legal weed. It's 1 to 3 p.m. your time.
And by the way, the Coloradians, they don't care what time it is anymore. They have the right idea.
Yeah, we've abandoned keeping track of time. We're banning watches, calendars. Fuck it.
Wouldn't that be great? I think that would just be amazing.
Yeah, everyone should just spark one up. We did the story here on the show. Go to podcast.vocnation.com or go to crabdiving.com to listen to past episodes of this great entertaining program. But we talked about how, like, the number of murders has gone down. Overall crime has gone down in Colorado since the demon weed has been made legal.
That's right. I mean, no one's doing anything anymore. It's the best thing ever.
And schools are getting money on the taxes. Millions of dollars of taxes are going to schools for the education of our chillin.
Right. Because I got to tell you, there's nothing worse than stupid kids. And we have so many of those right now. I mean, the other day I've been at Walmart now twice. Three times I've been to Walmart, and every one of those times there's dumbass kids running around just talking about nothing, celebrating Justin Bieber.
Have you been to the Duck Dynasty shrine that they have there at Walmart?
I found one Duck Dynasty shrine. It's funny. It's in the video game section. For some reason, they are trying to sell Phil Robertson's, in his own words or in his own thoughts or something, some audiobook he has. I can't begin to tell you what kind of end of the world situation with no other media to turn to that I would listen to Phil Robertson's audiobook.
Oh, I was disappointed. I thought there was a Phil Robertson video game where you get to shoot homosexuals and fuck 15-year-old girls.
I was about to say, yeah, his version of it. What is that stupid video game where people run around doing Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, dumb. Listen, in Grand Theft Auto, Phil Robertson's version, you get to marry a 16-year-old.
Right, quick, before they turn into old prunes at 20.
Yeah, God.
There was actually a study done. I think I even have the story here somewhere in the Crab Nation Excel spreadsheet of fame.
Yummy.
But there was a list that was done. Oh, now I can't find it, so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Wow. Do you live in Colorado?
It was a study done by one of these. Here we go. It was in the Irish Mirror. In Ireland, that the headline is "Startling Dating Graphs Reveal What Ages Men and Women Find the Most Attractive in a Partner."
Awesome.
So, I mean, it doesn't take, I don't think, a real Stephen Hawking to maybe predict where this one's going. Basically, they found that women, as they age, tend to find guys who are around their own age most attractive, on average.
Right.
Up until about age 40, and then they kind of stop there. Like, 40, the age 40 is perfect for older women. And
oh, wow.
Men,
so, yes.
However, men peaks of all ages of the spectrum. Men seems, now this is just physical attraction, right? This isn't they open their mouth to speak, right? This is,
yes,
this pure,
I understand.
Physical attraction. So women, without hearing a dude speak,
which, you know, frequently ruins everything, is women tend to find their own age, and then at about 40, they kind of peak off. And so, like, 60-year-old women still say, 40-year-old men kind of like the best. Now, according to this study, men throughout the spectrum of age find 22-year-olds the most attractive, and that's about where they stop.
Wow. We're just shallow assholes, but, you know, I don't know.
now, I question the scientificity-ness of this. It was done by one of these dating sites. It was done by OkCupid and OkTrends or something, created graphs based on online dating profiles showing how straight men and women are attracted to the opposite sex and the specific age that people find the most attractive. So, like I said, you know, take the scientificness of this with a grain of salt.
Right. It sounds like somebody was just writing an article to get people to go to OkCupid or whatever that other one is.
Well, right. Now, is OkCupid saying that if you're a woman, you'll be able to find a lot of men your own age and up to age 40? And are they telling guys that there's going to be a plethora of 22-year-olds for you?
Yes, because I think OkCupid is dying to have people on their site paying for some whatever monthly fee, no matter what kind of lies they have to tell you.
Yeah, OkCupid just gotten in trouble. I mean, just PR-wise trouble. You remember we did the story about how Facebook did that weird mindfuck experiment on people, that they tested. They did some sociological, psychological testing by certain people. They picked at random or whatever, but they then just fed these people negative news in their news stream, and then they monitored what those people, how they would respond and the shit they would post. And then they gave other people positive shit. Well, they found, again, unsurprisingly, that people who get a lot of positive stuff tended to repost and tended to post more positive news. And the people who got negative, we're angry, let's set fire to shit, kind of post. But
God,
then,
we're all
okay,
just
lab. Right.
We're all just lab rats.
Right. What was it that one guy said? If you're using any kind of a free service online, any kind of a free service online, you are the product. You're handing over your advertising possibilities and data and all that to these big giant corporations.
God, it's like that part in The Matrix where Keanu Reeves discovers that, or Neo discovers that everyone is sitting around in a tube with hoses going in and out of your asshole, just feeding you shit
right.
All day.
Right.
Is this even real?
Depending
Are
on
we even here having
depending
this show?
On the Matrix. Depending on the Matrix, I don't know that I'd take the blue pill or whatever the pill was that makes you see the reality. I might be okay with.
Yeah. Well,
with
I know
living
I
in the pod.
Right. I'm constantly taking things that make me feel like I'm in a pod.
Well, and we already live in a pod. I mean, an economic one.
Oh, yes. We're subjugated by Big Brother.
And just getting worse. Yeah, hello, NSA. Fuck you. So, take that with a grain of salt, but that's what's going on with OkCupid. But OkCupid then also got into trouble because the dude that runs it said, oh, well, you know what Facebook did? We did the same thing. They hooked up people that shouldn't be hooked up to see what would happen. I mean, you sign
awesome.
Up for this free. Yeah, you sign up for this service. You think it's free, I guess. OkCupid is free. They probably
charge you for other shit later on. Like, if you want to actually talk to anybody, they'll probably charge you. But if you use the free service, they were fucking with people and sending them mismatches.
The other day, I went on a date with a manatee with a ball gag in my mouth.
Yeah. They're disclaimers. You know, they have all these disclaimers that, well, you know, if you sign on, you agree to this. So a lot of people were pissed off, but this guy was kind of unrepentant. He was kind of saying, hey, you know, deal with it, assholes. That's the way of the universe right now. That's my paraphrase.
Cupid matched me up with somebody from ISIS the other day.
Oh, God, speaking of, we've got...
speaking of ISIS...
We'll tease it for the second segment. I've got what may be my favorite clips in a long time from Fox News interviewing this sheriff from Texas. It's amazing. It's amazing. If I was casting a movie that was a parody of Texas, and this guy came in and said, I want to play the sheriff, I would be like, dude, you're too over the top.
I don't believe you.
And he's the real thing.
I
think it's Midland County, Texas, and he's being interviewed. I'm not going to say who, but let's just say that Fox again rolls out its top foreign affairs correspondent or one of their crack foreign affairs team to interview this Texas sheriff. It's awesome. So that'll be after the break. We'll play that
awesome.
That series of clips. We also there's all kinds of news going on. I actually have a little bit of news. We've got a When Animals Get Pissed.
Oh, perfect.
Segment coming up. And also a little bit of Kanye West news, some
good God.
News from Scotland, all kinds of shit going on here on Crab Nation. Stay with us till 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. A little bit of a little gassy here. Yeah, a little gassy here steaming West.
Well, the biggest story today, I think, is I'm excited now. I'm actually following cycling. I never have before. Now that the women's cycling team wears outfits that don't include a middle section.
Yeah, that's amazing. If you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, is it the Brazilian cycling team or some or a Brazilian cycling?
Colombian.
Team? Are they Brazilian? Colombian.
No, they're Colombian.
And it really, I mean, there is a midsection to it, but, and we don't mean midsection like I dream of Jeannie showing off her navel bullshit kind of midsection. We're talking Cave of Wonder midsection.
Oh, shit. Did you just drop a Barbara Eden reference?
I did, kids. Look that up.
No one knows who that is.
Yeah. Google, I dream of Jeannie.
Colombian women's cycling jersey. That's what we're talking about. It's crazy. I mean, it really is hilarious. A friend of mine sent me this story, and I remember I looked at the link. I just saw the word vagina like in the link, and I was like, uh oh.
Right, it's amazing. It's just kind of flesh colored in the middle in this like weird giant horizontal stripe, but it goes from like under their breasts to like mid thigh. This weird kind, you know, they're onesies. They're these lycra, you know, they're fucking bicycling outfits, and it really looks like they're just butt-ass naked. It's really weird.
You know what reminds me of? You remember the movie The Bad News Bears starring the late, great Walter Matthau, the first movie?
Absolutely.
Okay. there's this great scene where they all go to Pizza Hut, and it's a meeting of the whole Little League league, and they're all picking uniform colors. And Walter Matthau is late, and a lady comes to him, and she's like, listen, I'm so sorry. The only colors left are yellow and brown. And I think that's what happened here.
So the only color left was flesh tone and
right.
And I don't know, vagina. Vagina color.
Yeah.
So go to Facebook.com to see what we're talking about. It's an amazing amazing site. You really got to see it to believe it.
The story broke yesterday, I think. And since then, there has been an update. I updated our Facebook. Did you see that?
No.
Brian Cookson, he is the grand poobah of, let's see, what is he? Hold on 1 second. He is, hold on. He is the president of the Union Cyclistes Internationale, whatever the fuck that means. He has addressed the issue of the uniforms. He says, to the many, he said this over Twitter, Brian Cookson, to the many who have raised the issue of a certain women's team kit, which I think is Latino for uniform, the word kit, we are on the case. It is suitable by any standard of decency. There you
there,
go.
Did you read the story? Did you read the story of the background of this? I mean, is it? Did they intentionally say, "Hey, let's give them some vajayjay outfits," or did? Is it just a really poor choice of color that once they're out standing in the light, it looks like like a weekend at Berlusconi's?
Listen, this is what happened. I think the fashion designer could have benefited from a little Project Runway help, you know, from Heidi Klum should have given these outfits a once-over. But they said they're not actually see-through, merely flesh-colored, and as tight as cycling jerseys are supposed to be, as aerodynamic – it's kind of important for cycling, but they really look like they're – what did they say here? They didn't realize how much the color matched the flesh tones of the bikers. It was a mistake.
Right. There's a few pictures of – it's not like there's one photo where just in the right light. I mean, there's several pictures of these girls standing all next to each other and together and – it really totally looks like they're naked. So go to Facebook.com to check out the pics.
That's ridiculous.
That.
Yeah.
Brian
actually said that they should try again, by the way, with the design.
As they should.
Yeah. So funny.
I've got a story of let's see here that your neck of the woods. I had this set for the spreadsheet before we even get to the headlines or anything, but I figure this is local to where you are at. I didn't even realize it. It's something to do with the school board there. Escambia County School
right.
Board, and in fact it has to do with a Pensacola resident. We've done a lot. We've done a bunch of stories like this before, and I was planning on doing this, and then I was reading through it, and I was like, wait a second, I recognize that name. Sure enough, this guy's from Pensacola. The Escambia County School Board is one of these boards that apparently finds it necessary before their public meeting to have some sort of an invocation, a magic spell, something before their meeting.
No, a Wiccan thing.
No, well, no, that's the point. And this guy named David, David Suhor, Suhor, is a Pensacola
David
resident. Suhor. He's a musician. He's a musician.
Yes.
And he is preparing to bring litigation against the school board because he's made several requests to several board members to lead the invocation, was turned down by all but one, and then she kind of bailed on him. We'll tell you why. So Sue Hoare describes himself as a, quote, agnostic pagan pantheist.
Wow.
And he wanted to lead a pagan prayer. He says that if you go to one of these school board members named Jeffrey Burgosh, the two of them engaged in a heated debate through their blog. So they're blogging at each other. This school board member has a blog, Jeff Burgosh blogspot.com. And then Sue Hoare has an applebiter.blogspot.com. But these guys were then sniping each other on their blogs. But then the guy said, well, if you don't let me, the longer you don't let me give one of these invocations, finally, when I sue and get the right to do it, I'm gonna go full Satan.
I love it. I love going full Satan. That's my jam. Let's go full Satan on Crab Nation. Do it.
So yeah, he's threatening. I think he even says he's gonna upscale it. Like, I'm gonna go pagan first. It's going to be non-denominational, and then it's going to be pagan. Then I'm going to go, quote, more rejection and delays, I'll go to FSM, which means he'll invoke the Flying Spaghetti Monster. If they keep obstructing, I go satanic.
I love it.
That's
my motto.
The school board member says, well, if he does Satan, then I'm getting up and taking everybody outside that doesn't want to sit and listen to that bullshit, and we're going to invoke Jesus out in the hallway. So it's going to turn
Great.
Into just a big thing. And then the one school board member that had agreed to have this guy speak, during this process, she revoked her invite because she was worried he was going to do this Satan thing. She's like, well, I'm not, you know, you can give a pagan prayer. You can give a non-denominational prayer. You can give a Wiccan prayer. Hey, if you go full Satan, even I can't handle that one.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, a bunch of kids just want to learn some shit.
Well, right. And how about, and this guy has even said, this David Sue Hoare, has even said, why don't you guys just have a moment of silence? That would resolve everything. Just say, hey, let's have a moment of silence to do whatever you want to do before we have the meeting, which is equally as ridiculous. I don't know. Have your moment of silence in the car on the way there. Talk to your God in the hallway as you're walking up to the meeting. Whatever you need to do once you're on the taxpayer dime, you need to put the direct line to Jesus on hold.
That's insane. That is just nuts. I mean, why don't they just work? You know, everybody else just goes to work, and we don't have an invocation or a meditative moment. Have that in your car, and then when you're at work, you can do something ridiculous like work.
Right. And this guy saying he's gonna, you know, he'll lead a revolt if he comes in and is going to do a Satan thing, then we're all walking out.
We're going to walk out.
So thanks, Supreme Court, for that that Greece decision, Greece, New York decision, when really you got to blame Kennedy because he knew the four lunatic Christo-fascists would vote the way they would, and you thought maybe Justice Kennedy would be a little enlightened. But he's the one who basically said, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that because you can, we're saying you can allow them to have specific Christian invocations before meetings that they're going to discriminate against any other ones. Who says that's going to happen? Oh.
Everybody's an asshole.
So what's been happening all over the country? Shitheads, Christo-fascist theocrats are saying, no, you ain't giving no Wiccan invocation here. You ain't giving no Muslim invocation here. We speak Jesus at this board.
That's just crazy. I mean...
It's right there in your backyard. God,
I know. Well, I should go meet the guy. We could go have a little witch fest together. Maybe he has a little cauldron in his backyard. I'll bring a broomstick.
Go have a brew. let's see what else is going on here. Oh, well, speaking of Wiccans, before we get to a break, I've got a story here about a place, a business, a small business that, you know, the right loves, allegedly, even though they elect people whose economic policies do nothing but befuck small business.
That's fucked.
A new store called Practical Magic with a K, M-A-G-I-C-K, is opened.
Wow.
In a town. Witchcraft shop.
Ooh, cool.
Let's see. They sell tarot cards, pendulums, all sorts of Ouija boards, witches, paraphernalia. And they also sell handmade jewelry, fragrance candles, and shit like that. You don't only, you know, you don't have to present your witch card to walk in.
No, I love that they're selling all kinds of merch, though. They're like, let's be varied. Let's sell some, like, vanilla-scented candles and some dry bass. I mean, I got to make a buck.
Well, what I thought was interesting was how well do you think this business is being welcomed in the town?
Oh, I'm sure they love it.
A witchcraft shop. Well, actually, they do, because it's not here in America. It's in Harrogate in England.
Hello. They probably don't give a shit.
Oh, she's from Harrogate. The shop is in Knaresborough. Because it's near Mother Shipton's Cave. I guess that's some kind of a touristy, maybe witchy kind of thing. But
right.
It just amazed me. Like, here, can you imagine a shop like that opening really anywhere, even in a liberal town in America?
Oh, that's insane. It's totally insane.
That, you know, one that that caters to one that caters to witches. That just wouldn't go over. Nobody would buy it. How would they do? How do you think that school board asshole in Pensacola would feel if somewhere in Gulf Breeze someone opened a practical magic shop?
They'd love it. You know, they'd love it if it was part of the Walmart. I guarantee you, if the witchcraft store opened up in Gulf Breeze, it would last about 5 days. Then all of a sudden, you could go down to Walmart, and there would be a witchcraft aisle, and then that business would be done.
Right. Right. Let's see, what time is it? Oh, let's take our first break here on Crab Nation Live. It's 12:34 p.m. on the Western Type Coast, everybody.
That's right.
We're going to take a little bit of a break here. You know, you can call us if you like. Participate in the convo, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. That's brought to us courtesy of
the
carrier. Take your...
Speaking of calls, I think later on in the show we are going to get a call from my friend Antoine, who was a part of the Miss Hawaii contingent in the Miss America pageant that just happened.
That's awesome. I can't believe the Miss America pageant is still going. I mean, when I saw that, I hadn't even seen that in the news. Like when I was, and that's all I do all morning is look for news. So I barely, I really had to look to see the headline that there's a new Miss America. So I think it might be waning, but I can't wait to hear some behind the scenes information. You can give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. That's a toll-free number, and the toll-free-osity attunedness is brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the end cloud. Save shit tons of money. Go to netcarrier.com for more details there. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to go take a break right now. Don't go away. We got When Animals Get Pissed.
Oh, my God.
We've got some – and really, you got to strap in for this Texas sheriff. So many awesome things about this Texas sheriff clip from Fox. It made my Monday morning. We're going to be back in a few minutes.
He's not an Andy Griffith type, right? Sorry.
No. I don't know. I don't know what Andy Griffith was like in real life. But if you mean the nice Mayberry type sheriff guy, not so much. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, everybody. Don't go away. More Crab Nation after the break.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.thevoiceofchoice.com. VOCNation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at VOC@VOCNation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we are... Whoa! Like back to 13 years old, and we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Nation on a Monday here from Los Angeles, California, and Pensacola, Florida.
That's right. I guess home of the new Wiccan prayer before school board function town. That's what we do.
They're going to try to get that done. Still, the latest update I did see on that story was that. That guy is still trying to work it out with that one board member who bailed on him because she thought he was going to go full Satan. And since he said he's not going to go full Satan, then she might invite him again. But I think it has to do with their rules just say that it has to be a personal invite by one of the board members, and they get to rotate slots. It's really fucked up. It should just be a moment of silence. None of it should be there. None of it for should fucking
right. It's, I'll have to ask my mom and my younger brother both teach, so I'll have to see what the Wiccan prayer or whatever this prayer is like. You know,
right.
Should be
right. So follow us on Twitter. That would be at Crab Diving, and don't forget you can tweet us during the show. We monitor that. We can respond. We'll read your tweets. Et cetera. You can also give us a call, 855-862-7234. It's toll-free number, 855-VOC-RADIO, if you want to spell that shit out.
That's right.
It's time here on Crab Nation for one of our favorite segments.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, frequently here on When Animals Get Pissed, we have a story about a shark attack, and today is no different. This is out of California, La Selva
good.
Beach. Would you say good?
Right. I've been swimming off Florida all weekend, you know, just in the shallow water, but you never know.
In La Selva Beach, I don't know where that is, California, Bo Browning is this dude's name. He was surfing about 50 yards from shore, so that ain't that far out.
That's pretty far, though.
50 yards? 150 feet?
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. God.
I don't know. These lots are like 50 feet wide lots, probably. So three houses down from here.
Right.
He was surfing on this beach.
Yes.
Manresa State Beach, south of Aptos. I don't know where any of this shit is. When
by the way, the meth there is just delicious.
Is it? It's a special Manresa State Beach brand. He was knocked over mid-wave by a 15-foot great white shark.
Oh, great.
Quoting I caught my second wave and barely got into it, and out of nowhere, I was popped into the air by probably like 10 feet, looked down, and saw the shark. It was about 6:45 p.m. on Saturday. That's kind of later in the afternoon.
That's a no-no.
But then when the shark reemerged, it took a bite out of his surfboard, to which his ankle was still tethered. So the shark grabbed his surfboard and dragged him under the water for a few seconds because his ankle was still attached.
Oh, Jesus.
He said he took a bite out of the surfboard on the way down. He finally let go. I let go of the leash, and I was finally able to get up to the surface.
Oh, my God. It just sounds so horrible. I mean, by the way, you know, 50 yards out, that's a long way. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I think when you're being dragged under the drink by a gigantic dinosaur man-eating killing machine, that's a long way.
That's right. Any 1 second is a really, really long time. They say, experts say that great whites' most common way of hunting is by surprise attack, and they most often hunt at dawn and dusk because the low lighting helps them hide. So this guy was out at 6:45 p.m., which is dusk. The shark was out looking for a bite to eat. Nobody was injured except his surfboard, which has a nice big, it's broken in half, nice big shark bite in it.
Right. But hey, this is what you don't understand. That was the only time convenient for this guy to surf. I mean, I know that's the most dangerous time to go, but he had to work and then he had other shit he had to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, so what if that's the most opportune time to get eaten by a shark? I had shit to do earlier in the day.
Yeah, I was a little busy.
Yeah.
So have you been to the beach out there?
Yes. My family, we went. Actually, we go later in the day because it's so hot, which is, I guess, a big mistake on our part. Yesterday we went at 5, we sat and watched part of the sunset, which is when I guess sharks want to eat me. I was out swimming with my mother. My dad was smart and he stayed on shore and watched our dumb asses out there frolicking in the surf. And I went the day before yesterday as well. Same drill. So I'm stupid. I have it coming. I'm asking for it.
You're asking for it.
Oh, totally.
like a buffet.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm part of the buffet. Florida, we don't have great whites. We have tiger sharks and bull sharks. You know, they have teeth as well. But, you know, they don't come with the cachet of a great white. So when I get attacked by a shark, people are going to be like, oh, well, at least it wasn't a great white. But it still fucking hurt. That's the point.
I just looked it up. Manresa State Beach is up by Santa Cruz, up north, like toward San Francisco.
Dude,
here in California.
That is great white territory, and everybody knows that. It's stupid to go in the water up there, honestly. People, my parents grew up on the Gulf Coast. They can count on one hand the amount of sharks they've seen. It's so rare out in the Gulf. You just don't see them that often. And if you do see them, they're small, tiny little sharks that can only nibble on you. But the people that go swimming in Northern California, they must hate their lives because they know those horrible, hellacious creatures of Satan are out there swimming and they're hungry.
Hellacious creatures of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
So they estimate the shark was about 15 feet.
Oh, shit.
15 feet long shark. So now they're saying in Santa Cruz, keep an eye out.
That's the size of three smart cars.
That's a big fucking animal. Shark. Yeah, that's a big giant scary animal. Speaking of big giant scary animals,
yes.
Also here on When Animals Get Pissed, I've got a story here as soon as it loads. I said load.
Hilarious.
This is happening in the Himalayas. We've reported
right.
on this before, that there is a village that it has been terrorized and continues to be terrorized, speaking of a buffet, by a man-eating leopard that...
Oh, my God.
Seems to target... Apparently, he can smell booze, because he targets drunk... He goes after drunk people stumbling home in the dark.
Oh, that's so horrible. What an asshole of a leopard, really.
He's believed to have killed, listen to this, 12 people.
Oh, my God.
12, a dozen people. The latest victim was a 44-year-old man who was attacked last Thursday. They're saying that villagers are terrorized by all the wild animals. It's almost impossible to venture out after dark. Where the fuck do they live, this Himalayan village in India?
Know. No, there you go. They always have problems with tigers in India. I got to tell you, that just horrible. What are they supposed to do? Throw non-bread at it?
They say it's almost impossible for villagers to go out after dark because of all the wild animals moving from one village to another or even going to markets through forested areas becomes difficult. People carry sticks with them. They try to remain alert all the time. And people in the village are warning that drunk people are easy prey for the man-eating leopards.
You said, now listen, at Vile Experience, let me confirm a detail of that story. You're telling me that these villagers are arming themselves with sticks, but are still being attacked by these tigers. Or leopards, sorry, leopard.
Well, apparently the drunk people are forgetting their sticks.
Now they're stupid.
It says many, I'm reading from the New York Daily News, it says many of those who have been attacked by the leopard were savaged after they left an outdoor toilet.
There's nothing good about any of this story. I'm at, you got to shit outdoors, and then you forget your stick and your leopard food.
They think the leopard is around 12 years old and may be attacking humans as it is no longer able to catch prey in the wild. So a wildebeest is too much effort. I'm going to go get me a drunk villager.
Well, why do they wait so long? I mean, we must taste so horrible, humans. I mean, really, because I would just avoid the whole wildebeest, you know.
Well, now they're pickled.
Deal in general. Oh, yeah, they're delicious. God, that's just so horrible. Why do they wait till they're out of the outdoor toilet? Is the outdoor toilet, is it like Fort Knox or something? Or I just don't understand.
They probably, you know, they probably don't want them while they're taking a shit.
They don't know, dude. Do you think, honestly, I don't know. This is horrible. I just can't imagine. It's like, hey, listen, on your way out, don't forget your stick.
Right. Don't forget your leopard stick.
They hit him with the stick?
I don't know. I would probably just sharpen it and ram it through my own throat to just finish the process quickly.
Right. Or just I would start the project of how do I move? How do I get out of here?
Right. Well, that's a problem. They can't go from village to village because they're waiting to pick them off in the jungle.
Yeah.
In between.
Can you believe Can you believe there's probably asshole Americans that are like, oh, my God, you'll never guess where I'm going on my amazing vacation. It took all of my savings, but I'm going to go to this village somewhere in India. Do you know it's so amazing there? When you go out at night to take a shit, you have to take a stick with you. Do you know why? Because a leopard could eat you. But you just beat the leopard off with a stick. It's only costing me $2,000 for the whole trip.
Did your brother in Talkeetna, Alaska, shout out to Jeffrey, did he have a bear stick? That didn't sound right. I mean, a stick for bears? Or a moose stick? I got my moose whacker.
Yeah. They all have that.
When he had his outdoor shitter?
Moose whacker. That's my favorite movie. No, listen, those people up there, they don't screw around with bears. My brother told me that when they would go fishing in the summer, they have one guy on point that has a dirty, hairy hand cannon, one of those big old guns that Clint Eastwood carried in those stupid movies.
Awesome.
Remember Clint Eastwood, the guy? He used to act, now he talks to a chair.
Yes.
He has a hand cannon. A hand cannon, and they're waiting for bears to charge out of the bush, and it's cocked and ready to go at a moment's notice. They don't know from sticks. They have bear mace and hand cannons. They don't screw around. I don't know.
I don't blame them.
They're lucky, though. They live in an area. I mean, you know, Alaska is probably, believe it or not, more civilized in this, you know, this village in India. In India, they probably wish they had guns. I wish they had hand cannons to protect themselves from leopards. They're probably jealous of this country. They're like, oh, my God, you mean every household in America has a gun on the off chance, on the 99.9999% chance that there's going to be a home invasion? They have guns to repel an intruder. I'm walking outside, and I know beyond a shadow of a goddamn doubt that there's a gigantic beast out there that wants to eat my ass, but I got a stick. That's all I have.
Well, that's how the Tea Party members feel about, like, you know, driving downtown anywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're idiots because this country's fine. Nothing's going to attack you, you know, unless you're swimming in the ocean up around Santa Cruz or wherever that dude was, you know. I don't know. God. Does everything end up going back to gun control and the Tea Party with this show?
Everything goes back to God, guns, and gays with the Tea Party.
Yay! Yay!
Cap off our When Animals Get Pissed segment here on Crab Nation, one more story about pissed off animals.
Perfect.
Sarah Palin's family was in a drunken brawl. We've got more news about that.
I'm out of the loop on this.
Well, the other side is talking. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Scroll down until you see the lovely person who John McCain thought was qualified to be Vice President of the United States of America, Sarah Palin. Read the story there about this brawl. That allegedly her and her hillbilly family got into at some event, right? Sledding event or some – what was the deal?
It was the Iron – I think the Iron Dog sledding tournament or something like that. Something where you put a bunch of dogs, they pull you across a bunch of ice, and everybody gets drunk.
I see.
I think that's
The story was that a blogger broke the story, and then a couple of witnesses corroborated the story that Track Palin started some shit with an ex-boyfriend of his sister and turned into like this drunken brawl. Even Todd Palin, the first dude of former first dude of Alaska, even he got into it and got his nose bloodied allegedly. One guy says he got cold cocked by Bristol Palin.
That's got to be the worst. It really is.
And allegedly Sarah Palin was running around yelling, "Don't you know who we are? Don't you know who I am?" kind of shit. So then the guy, one guy who was there, went on, I think it was Good Morning America or something. Again, go to podcast or go to Facebook to read the story. Our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. But the guy got fired, right? He for going on TV and giving his account, which matches what I just said. Well, now the other side be a talking. But it's one of these. It's an anonymous source who I guess is a friend of the Palins. Now, nowhere in this story do I even see that this person was there. It's one of these, well, my friend says that his friend says that he was there and this is what happened.
Right.
So they're claiming that that Track Palin did not start it, that the ex-boyfriend of the other, his sister, Willow, started it. And according to this friend of the Palins, Track soon found himself fending off four men piling on him. So, Gulf War veteran Track Palin, or not Gulf War, he was in Afghanistan, wasn't he, or something?
I believe so. I think he was Afghanistan. I don't know.
So the story is that he, defending his sister's honor, was attacked out of the blue and then heroically had to fend off four people. Now, the other story, the other side is, didn't we hear that he supposedly, like at one point, ripped his shirt off, or his shirt got ripped off, and he was yelling there.
That's correct.
Standing there yelling at
That's
people
correct.
With his shirt off.
He pulled a cops move, you know, from the television series Cops. He de-shirted, went into the middle of the street, and started giving out the double bird. Not the single bird, but the double bird.
Welcome to the Palin family party.
God damn it.
Another witness says that that Sarah Palin was also yelling, "Don't you know who he is? He's a vet." But that's what she was yelling, according to her side. She wasn't yelling, "Don't you know who I am?" or "Don't you know who we are?" She was yelling, "Don't you know who he is? He's a vet."
Right. But as far as I understand the story, there wasn't there was no brawl taking place up until when the Palins arrived, correct?
Correct. In, we might add, a stretch limo Hummer.
Oh, my God. How trashy.
Oh, what a bunch of assholes. Although it was Daddy Todd's birthday, so maybe they were having some drunken booze cruise or something. But
how horrible.
Even in this story that I'm reading, it says multiple eyewitness reports have stated, like you said, a drunken and bloodied Track Palin standing shirtless in the street, giving the finger to the other 70 partygoers.
Good God.
Thank you. Thank you.
I woke up and I prayed to my Wiccan God this morning that a picture of that would surface, of Track giving the double birdies.
Oh, there nothing is pissing me off more about this whole story than the fact that not one of those 70 motherfuckers there at that party whipped out a cell phone to record the
shit. Dude,
they
might be terrified.
Or if they did, guys in black uniforms may have already visited them and taken them away.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up. Do you think the Palins, well, Sarah Palin, does she travel with security?
Not on the taxpayer's dime, I wouldn't think. But they may have private security.
Yeah. I wonder if that's sort of a thing, like if she shows up to speak somewhere, I wonder if it's in her quote-unquote rider that she has security there, you know? I don't know.
Right. Well, this was just some party, right? I mean, it was a birthday party of the guy that runs that tournament or something like that. And since Twink, Torque, Twat, what's this guy's name? Track? No, the Todd.
No,
the dad.
No, it's Twat. You're right.
Todd Palin has won that four times. He was invited, and I guess coincidentally, it was his birthday. I guess that one of the reports says they had just gotten finished singing "Happy Birthday" when the punches and the teeth started flying.
Oh my God! How crazy?
Maybe we don't know what we missed. Maybe it would have been. I mean, God knows the country's already fucked. So I mean, God knows. Maybe we should have just for the entertainment value. We don't know what we missed in having Sarah Palin and that family as vice president of the United States.
Listen, you're out of your mind. Because let me
Come
tell
on.
You what we missed. We missed – no, no, no. We missed Mitt Romney Mitt Romney handling ISIS. That's what we missed. And I think
Well, but
that's
it would have been McCain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude. Are you crazy?
So there wouldn't have been an ISIS because McCain would have bombed all of the Mideast already.
You know what the Middle East would have looked like? It would have looked like the torso of Colombian bombers. Nothing.
Right. So that's the update on the Mama Grizzly in Alaska and the end of today's segment. When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
God.
I love that story.
I love that you included that in the when animals get pissed segment. I think that's just amazing.
It was accidental. I just dropped it into the spreadsheet, and it so happened that was right after that. And I thought it was funny then when I saw Shark Leopard and Sarah Palin. I thought, perfect.
Good God.
Shit.
Hey, did you see, by the way, I just have a quick question. I don't know a ton about this story, but this Adrian Peterson thing is just
horrible.
I mean, did you see, I just saw pictures of the kid's leg.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, and if there's anybody out there, you're just a shit guzzling fuckwad if you
asshole.
Think that, well, you know, oh, this kid, you know, you should be able to discipline your kids and shit like that. If you see these pictures of what was going on with this kid, and welts, not just welts, but the skin was broken on his thighs. And he also got him in the nuts, right? He even said that the kid had was also hit in the scrotum by a switch.
Yeah, and when you say kid, I don't. The kid is four. That's barely
right.
A toddler. I mean, four isn't a toddler, but God, the kid's defenseless. He's young. I don't know what he did. Who cares? It's just insane. It makes me. And I'm listening to the commentators, just the pundits talking about this, and you know. These idiot jocks coming to Adrian Peterson's defense just highlights who these people are. Listen, they're very good at catching the ball, hitting the ball, and throwing the ball. But these athletes, don't ask them to do anything outside that because they're all stupid. They're all
well,
stupid.
And we're here, And we're hearing a lot of this, you know, well, I was whooped as a child. I got the switch as a child. And all over Twitter, you'll see memes where it's like, it'll say, Adrian Peterson going to jail for giving his kid the switch. And then it's a picture of, I don't know, some African-American character going, who? Going, what? You know, and the meme is, well, black people everywhere. Are like, well, wait a minute. And people saying, well, if that's the case, then my mom should have gone to jail.
Well, yeah, maybe she should have. And you know what? It just pisses me off because you think about this. Think about the Adrian Peterson thing and the Ray Rice asshole. Think about that, like how people are just like, what are we going to do? Are they going to be suspended forever? Will they ever play again? And then juxtapose that against this Michael Sam guy who he's gay, right? He's gay. He's a normal guy, happens to be gay, and people don't know what to do about that. How is he going to behave in the locker room? Are we going to be able to handle the press that a gay, out gay player in the NFL is going to attract? But yet people are struggling over what to do with Adrian Peterson and this Ray Rice asshole. It's insane, the double standard.
Right. How do I explain Michael Sam has a boyfriend to my kids? Well,
right.
How do you explain this dude beat the shit out of his kid to your kids? How do you explain this guy decked his girlfriend, Rice knocked the shit out of his girlfriend to your kids? That you're okay with that as long as he can catch the ball and throw the ball
and
run the ball.
And you know what? The thing about it is, in either case, and maybe I'm wrong, there's overwhelming evidence to say that both of these people did that, right? I mean, we all know Adrian Peterson beat the shit out of that kid, and we all know Ray Rice.
He fessed up to it. He texted his wife and said, you know, oh, you might be mad at me about one of the marks on his leg or something.
Good heavens. I mean, these people shouldn't play in the NFL. And I don't. To me, that's not even a question. If you own an NFL franchise and that happens, just fire the guy. Just fire him. You know? And the rest of it should be left up to the police or law enforcement, to his fate. Who gives a shit if he plays again? You know what I mean? I don't care about that guy. It's insane. It's so frustrating.
Right, I'm trying to find the story. I can't find it, and I feel bad about it. But maybe I want to download the clip anyway for tomorrow. But there was a commentator on one of the sports shows who I believe is a former player. I'm pretty sure he's a former player. I can't think of his name. My bad. I don't have it open. I'm trying to find it as I'm blathering here. But he came on and gave a pretty long opinion and speech, I guess, about basically what we're saying. And he's an African-American guy, and he said, you know what, I love my mom. She raised seven kids, you know, without a dad and all this. And you know what, she did discipline us, and she did the best that she could, but she was also wrong sometimes. There were some things she was wrong about. And you don't have to beat your kids. You don't have to whoop a four-year-old with a fucking switch. Take a weapon to a four-year-old. What the hell did that four-year-old do that warranted that?
And think about this. The really shitty part is this kid's going to grow up. He will be talking to some therapist about this, I have no doubt. And he's going to grow up his whole life. This is going to haunt him, fuck him up. At the same time, he's got to hear, oh, I grew up watching your dad play football. He was so great. Big fan of your dad. Ugh, how gross.
Right. Or, you know, I can't believe your mother called the police on your dad.
You know what all right. You know what I was thinking about? I twatted this out earlier today. Pete Rose from baseball for gambling. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right. And not even necessarily.
I mean, who knows?
Oh, he did bet on his own team, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, but he, I don't know if he beat anyone. I mean, Pete Rose. Was,
but only
know,
to win,
pretty much a,
right?
Yeah.
It's okay if you
but
bet
I mean,
on your team to win, right?
Right, listen. No, actually not, because then all of a sudden you're throwing out some, if some closer, some guy in your bullpen
that's
physically
true.
can't pitch, but you're like, hey, I got, you know, $300 riding off the game.
I got to make the spread. I don't care. I don't care if you threw 100 pitches yesterday. Get the fuck out there.
But Major League Baseball could come out and say unequivocally that Pete Rose is banned. And no, and everybody was like, yeah, they pretty much agreed. Maybe years now there's, you know, debate on whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame or whatever. But and nobody knows what to do with Ray Rice, and nobody knows what to do with Adrian Peterson. It's very confusing for some reason. Not confusing to me. Because I take a controversial stance. I'm against beating children and women.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very controversial.
Yeah, how stupid.
We got a little breaking news here. Court puts same-sex marriages on hold in Indiana.
Oh, God.
So while, okay. You know, this is just a case of while they're waiting for the appeal, they decided that apparently society could be harmed
right.
by these gay marriages that might proceed until the final decision is finally made. Now, you know, there was a kind of a breakthrough in that the Supreme Court now might announce as soon as what's the date? September 29th to consider which new they're meeting to decide the new cases that they're taking up for the upcoming term. And they may announce as soon as September 29th whether they are going to take up any of these appeals. If they hear one of the cases, they think they're going to hear one of these cases that comes up to them, and they're pretty sure, they're optimistic, hopefully, that Kennedy seems to be pro-gay, or at least not
right.
anti-gay. And
right.
they're hoping that he, it'll be, you know, it might be a 5-4, and some people are even saying that John Roberts at Reptile may vote. He sees the tide of history. You know what I mean? And he may say, "Well, you know, I'm gonna go." So some people are saying 6-3. It might be with Roberts and Kennedy joining the enlightened four of the Supreme Court to finally say, "You know what? You cannot make gay marriage illegal."
Right. Meanwhile, I mean, if you live in Indiana and you're gay, I think we should all start a Kickstarter, send a big, gigantic bus, load everybody up, move them to, I don't know, Illinois.
God, how
many states are you supposed to go?
That's a tough precedent to set, man, because Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas,
right.
Missouri. Wisconsin has shit going on in Wisconsin.
How would you feel, though? Like, think about it, man. How would you feel if you're a gay person living in Indiana and you're paying your tax dollars to a state that doesn't see you as equal?
Right. Exactly. And the
bullshit.
You know, and that's why the extreme right arguments against just don't hold up. How can you claim injury? Who
right.
is being injured by granting equal access to the civil definition of marriage to females or to males?
Well, it's always been like that. Just like we've always beat the shit out of kids with tree branches.
Right. Right. I really want to get that. I'm going to download it because it's amazing what this guy says. And, you know, he's a football player, and he said the same thing. He said that, you know, my mom whooped me, and that was wrong. She did her best.
God.
But that
right.
was wrong. You don't need to wrap yourself in that cushion of, well, I was beat. I turned out okay.
Maybe it didn't.
Right. So then the religious nuts are ringing in because, you know, that punishment, woo, punishment and religion go hand in fucking hand. So they're way into that.
This book I put all my faith in that was written in Aramaic and then translated by a bunch of blind, deaf, child molesting monks.
Right.
It says, spare the rod, spoil the child, or something like that, right?
Exactly. Terrifying.
Ridiculous.
So let's get to my favorite clip of the day.
Oh, I can't wait.
This morning, actually, hot and steaming from the Fox News sphincter.
Perfect.
Fox and Friends this morning. Fox decides to wheel out. They're going to be talking about. They're talking to a sheriff in Texas about ISIS.
Uh-oh.
First of all,
why?
Well, you're right. Let's. First of all, that's the foundation of the lunacy. They're talking to a sheriff from Texas about ISIS, and to facilitate and drive the hard-hitting foreign policy questions and run this interview. Who would you go to but Fox and Friends' own Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Stop it. Please. You're ridiculous. That's
to interview this guy.
But wait. She didn't win Survivor. She was a runner-up, correct?
Hey, she knows. She balanced for like 4 fucking hours on that upturned log, man. She knows how to give an insightful interview.
Great. She ate a beetle.
So they whip out Hasselbeck to talk to this guy. And throughout, it's just so many gems. But throughout the whole thing, whenever she asks him a question, you can tell it's on the scroll in front of her. Like, it's not – she has no idea what's going on. I don't think she has any idea what's going on. All she does is just, here's my next question that I am going to read to the man on the other side of the camera. So,
Beth,
let's strap in. This guy, his name is Gary Painter.
Gary.
From Midland County, Texas, and unequivocal proof to the universe that sheriffs are elected officials. This guy demonstrates it because this bullshit that he's spewing, if he were a police chief, people would be like, we need to have this guy step down because he's out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
But because he's an elected official, woohoo!
Right.
So he was being interviewed inexplicably about – he's got a warning to Merca about ISIS and the terrorists.
Right.
Strap in, ladies and gentlemen, as foreign policy journalist and expert Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I just made popcorn.
Interviews Gary Painter, sheriff. From Midland, Texas. Here's the first start of the clip.
Sheriff, thank you for being here. What are you hearing? What
thank
is this
you.
Alert about?
Well, I was an intelligence report that said that there was ISIS cells that were active in the Juarez area, which is northern part of Chihuahua State, and that they were moving around over there, that they had just that there was some activity. And for the sheriffs along the border to be on the alert, for all law enforcement to be on the alert, and to be on the lookout for these people maybe trying to come across.
So, unsubstantiated reports that first he starts out saying ISIS, you'll notice, and then he backtracks. And he says, well, you know, these potential terrorist cells.
Right.
That are active in the Juarez area, which is the northern part of Chihuahua.
You know, at Vile Experience, if I could just interject here, I would suggest, if I was working with this sheriff, that he do some vocal exercises before he interviews, because it seems like a lot of his words are caught in the back of his throat, and he sounds like a mumble mouth.
He's not projecting. If you went to Central Casting and said, give me a Texas sheriff that thinks that the terrorists are flooding in from the south, they would give you the picture of this man. He's a big old white guy with a nice white cowboy hat, because you know sheriffs wear cowboy hats in Texas. And he's got a Texas flag as his tie that he's wearing.
Great.
While he's speaking to Elizabeth.
Shut up. Does he really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
So he says somebody said that there might be some activity, and that sheriffs along the border should be on the alert, look out for these people trying to cross. Okay, are you with me?
Absolutely.
I almost can't stand it. Listen to Elizabeth with her follow-up question.
Oh my God.
Are you saying that ISIS is ready to come across, poised to perhaps execute what they have threatened to do, attacks on the United States, drown us in our own blood? Is that what you are saying?
Drown us in our own blood.
Right. Listen, Uta Hagen would tell Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she'd be like, okay, Elizabeth, great job. Let's just try that line one more time. This time made me think about what you're saying.
So this lunatic sheriff says, you know, there might be some ambiguous activity south of the border that we might maybe could take a look at. And Elizabeth goes full. So you're saying ISIS is ready to come across, poised to perhaps execute what they have threatened to do. Attacks on the United States, drown us in our own blood.
Yeah. Is she wearing a cheerleading outfit?
She is with red, white, and blue, with Lee Greenwood's proud to be an American playing quietly in the background.
Good heaven. This is just news for stupid people.
This is – I would think this would be like a Saturday Night Live clip. Right?
That's perfect.
I mean, this is like two cartoon characters. Here
ridiculous.
We go. Here it continues. With the sheriff.
Well, I'm saying the border is wide open. There is no control on the border. It's not shut off. There's places along the Rio Grande you can walk across. There's no water in it. I worked the border for 8 years. I walked back and forth across the Rio Grande. I was in Mexico. I was on this side and never got challenged. And there's always a way to get across. There's coyotes on the side of the road or side of the trail. So we know that there are Muslims that have come across and being smuggled in the United States.
What? What?
Can I understand? Let me ask you something. He says, we know there's coyotes, so we know there's Muslims? Does he mean coyotes like people?
No, these guys. Yeah, the guys that smuggle people.
Right. So that's why we know there's Muslims coming across.
Well, they found those. The Muslim clothing, which is the soccer fucking jersey.
Dude, I think, and I don't think this is insane, someone should contact Fox, and I'm curious as to how the sheriff even found his way onto how did the sheriff find his way onto to be interviewed in the first place?
Are we sure?
This is insane.
Are we sure this isn't some parody? This isn't some comedian pretending to be a sheriff. Call it up.
No.
And fucking with Fox News. Because then he says they have found Quran books lying on the side of the trail.
Oh, my God. Just piles and piles of the Quran.
I was listening to Sam Cedar and the Majority Report a little bit before another liberal radio program, and
yes.
he was funny. He said he goes, "Yeah, well, don't you know that's how the Muslims navigate? That's how they find their way back. They leave copies of the Quran, so like breadcrumbs, so they can turn around and find their way back."
Oh my God! How insane! By the way, you bring up Sam Cedar. Yesterday, my mom and dad, we took a drive through Gulf Breeze, and I believe we drove through Sam Cedar's old broadcasting partner, Mike Papantonio's neighborhood.
Oh, I think they still do Ring of Fire. They just don't do it on terrestrial radio. I think Cedar still does Ring of Fire, though.
Listen, if that neighborhood is any – listen, this is a good business to be in, this liberal radio kind of thing, because it's a nice neighborhood Mike Papantonio lives in.
Wait, he was a – he's a corporate lawyer before did liberal radio.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he made Pensacola giant house money or Gulf Breeze giant house money doing liberal radio.
Oh, he didn't build that house off podcasts?
No.
Oh, okay.
So here I got more.
Oh my God.
Sheriff and Elizabeth show. So the sheriff just told us that they found prayer rugs and I don't know, beheaded people. So obviously Muslims.
What is your message for the White House? And what is your message for ISIS, ISIL, and terror cells in the making?
If they show their ugly head in our area, we'll send them to hell.
Okay. So, could she have been more robotic in the read of that?
Yeah.
So, what would be your message to the president about ISIS,
right.
ISIL? And then you heard, watch the fuck out, you evil terrorists. Because if you show your evil towel-headed personas in Midland, Texas, Sheriff Painter will quote, send them to hell.
Do you think, now I'm just speculating, do you think Andrea Mitchell would have handled this interview differently?
I think so. He's kind of making the rounds, though. I'm eager to see... maybe some of these other – for some reason, there's other clips of him, so I'm going to try to pull other clips of this guy. He's making the rounds today. I think he's just –
people
love
him. I have people no
love
doubt. People will love this idiot. I can – it sounds like he's talking with a tube sock in his mouth. He has – he's just a horrible voice. I'm dying to see what he looks like.
Here's his picture. It's Ed Asner with a cowboy hat. And a white shirt with a Texas state flag tie. He's got glasses. He's an old white guy.
Apologize to Ed Asner.
Apologies to Ed Asner. I'm looking at his type. So here's how he finishes up.
And I think the United States need to get busy. And they need to bomb them. They need to take them out. I would like for them to hit them so hard and so often that every time they hear a propeller on a plane or a jet aircraft engine, that they urinate down both legs. When you do that, then you've accomplished a lot. And I think General Allen being in charge of it, United States Marine Corps, I think we're going to have, if they'll let him go, let him do what needs to be done. If they'll hit him and hit him hard and hit him often, we need to shut him off. We need to kill him.
With every time they hear a propeller or an engine, they urinate down both legs.
You know, I think we should have dedicated the whole show to this guy the whole week, because I'm fascinated with this dude. So he thinks, to him, that, listen, this is a sign that things are working. Look, that person's urinating down both legs. Not just one leg, both legs. That means it's working.
Yeah, that's tough for a guy, too.
I don't know how you do that.
How do you urinate down both legs? You got to...
Well,
I guess you got to mangina it up or something, yeah.
Sure, you need an attachment.
So now, to cap it off, we got to get to a break here really quickly for the home stretch. But what I present to you as a contender for the most ridiculous end of an interview by a fake journalist. Hall of Fame entry. Listen to how
dare you.
Listen to how Elizabeth Hasselbeck
fake
ends this interview. Hard hitting journalism from Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
We need to shut them off. We need to kill them.
I'll give you a big copy of that, Sheriff Painter. We thank you for being with Fox and Friends with a very...
Copy that, Sheriff Painter.
That's not fair. She stole Jack Bauer's line.
Copy that. Copy that. Copy that, Sheriff Painter.
God. People watch this.
We need to shut them off. We need to kill them.
I'll give you a big copy of that, Sheriff Painter. We thank you for being with Fox and Friends with a very...
I'll give you a big copy of that.
Jeez. I mean, a lot of people would have handled this whole interview differently. I mean, Dan Rather definitely would have taken this in a different direction. God, they should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, they really should be.
My favorite clip of the day. My favorite Elizabeth Hasselbeck interviews the sheriff.
What do you do if you're a segment producer and this yokel walks in to be interviewed? And he's got a big, gigantic Texas flag tie on.
and the hat.
Right. Oh, my God. I forgot about the hat. How could I forget about the hat? Jesus. This country is just Duck Dynastyville, USA. That's all there is to it.
It is. So we right now, ladies and gentlemen, have got to take our break here, come back for the home stretch. We are here until 2 p.m. Pacific, until 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, and then we are available for download, right, as a podcast. Go to podcast.vocnation.com.
You're right, we are. You can find it on crabdiving.com. Is that right?
Crabdiving.com. If you have Ryan, if you have access to your Facebook, I just sent you a photo, a screen cap the sheriff, Gary Painter. I'm going to put the story up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. And did you just see it?
What's in the background? What is in the background?
See, I ain't lying, man. It looks like it's a green screen. It's a green screen, but it looks like the seal. It's probably the seal of Texas or some shit.
You know, it's just so insulting. You know, we've got all these people. Listen, I don't you think Obama's talked to his chief of staff and all these people, these generals? Like, maybe they know what they're doing. Maybe they don't need advice from Chuck Norris Jr. over here. I mean,
well, and what qualifies him to comment on this shit is apparently the fact that somebody found a soccer jersey that they thought was a prayer rug.
Who voted on him? Who votes for this guy?
Midland Uh-oh. County, Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Have you ever been there? To Midland?
I've been to Midland, Texas. Yeah.
You play there? Exactly. Did you play Achy Breaky Heart there?
I did not play Achy Breaky Heart there.
God, man.
It's in Midland County. It's got a population of 119,000.
Gross.
That's the county seat of Midland County. So anyway, we got to take our break.
I know. Everywhere in the country where we could be getting opinions from, I don't know why we're delving into Midland, but that's okay. What do I know? I'm stupid.
Are you kidding? We just spent 10-12 minutes on an amazing segment. It's entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, hey, listen, it was so good, I'm urinating down both legs.
Right, we want them urinating down both legs. You think he had that one ready?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't think that was off the cuff?
No. He loves that one.
So thanks to Fox News And for assigning Elizabeth Hasselbeck to interview the Texas
right.
Sheriff of Midland, Texas. Classic clip. We're going to put it up on our Facebook. We're going to be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Take a hit, take a shit. More Crab Nation on the other side.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke conventions and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Bicycle. Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
me a choice.
Ignore.
I said, Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Monday, we're back for the home stretch here on the VOC Nation worldwide on the VOCNation.com. Thanks for hanging in with us. We are here 10 hours a week, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, every weekday, 3 to 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. Ah, back from break.
Right. Great job with that, by the way. Your read is so good and it's just wonderful. Elizabeth Hasselbeck should call you for voice lessons, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if I have that memorized, so maybe if – I don't know. Maybe I would be as robotic as she is if I was reading a teleprompter or something. It might be somebody whispering in her ear. She might not even be reading.
No. To be fair, she is a glorified blow-up doll.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck on moving up from The View to foreign policy.
Is that a move up, though? The View was on national television, a network show. Now she's on Fox News. I would say that is a downward move.
I think Fox and Friends has a much bigger ratings.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Scary.
Listen,
that
I will say this. I watched some of The View today on mute, and I think we're cheated because Rosie O'Donnell's on The View now. And I think we're just cheated. No Rosie O'Donnell versus Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I think that would be just amazing.
They hired Rosie Perez, I think, was one. Then they also and some other political pundit. Who's kind of she was on? Did she work for Mitt Romney or she worked for McCain? She's from the right. You know, they wanted a right wing voice. Apparently, Sarah Palin, who we spoke about earlier, you know who she is.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Sure,
isn't she in a roller derby?
She is. Rumors were that she was interested in that job, but. I don't know.
Really?
That's like a real job.
Yes. You know, speaking of roller derby, I'm going to one in a couple of weeks. My brother has a colleague that is in a roller derby, so I will be bringing in a report from a local Pensacola roller derby sometime next week.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. You clear out that phone. Make sure you have enough for photos and get some video.
Vine.
Turn it sideways.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what you do? I always forget which way you do it because I always see people bitching about that on social media. Oh, yeah, you videotaped it wrong.
Relax. Yeah. There was one this morning I looked at, and the first five comments were, when's somebody going to learn to turn the goddamn phone sideways?
Yeah. Hey, shut up. Hey, I'm doing the best I can. Hey, by the way, nobody even filmed that Sarah Palin stuff. That's just inexcusable. That's
horrible. Horrible citizen journalism.
Oh, my God. I just clicked on a horrible headline. Did you see this? Arizona GOP official resigns after saying four women should be sterilized. Wow.
Yeah. The other day, he's like the second in charge of the GOP and and in that state, and he basically, just what you said, he came out and said that, that I guess women who are on welfare, maybe should be sterilized.
Oh, yes. And listen, whatever old fat white men have to say, we should all listen to. Good point, old fat white guy. He has the big picture of his big fat white ham head right there on Raw Story.
Well, and there is the thing is, you know, that's a pretty, I would think, common belief on the right from what I see. that you know, oh, oops, somebody said it out loud, and he's being punished for it. But there are a lot of people, if you read any of the comments on a lot of these stories, there are a lot of right-wing nut jobs out there who feel exactly that same way. You should drug test them. Meanwhile, in Kentucky, was it, or Tennessee, maybe Kentucky, they implemented some onerous bullshit. You got a drug test to get welfare, like they did in Florida.
Right.
And
yes,
they like one person tested, like 0.001% people tested a positive for drugs.
You know what?
So obviously it's a rampant problem.
That's fine. Hey, we'll do that. Why don't we drug test for corporate welfare?
Well, yeah. Let's drug test. How about Congress?
Sure.
They're not drug tested.
Oh, that would be fun. No. Oh, God, that would be fun. And I would say that a lot of those, big, fat-faced white guys that look like spiral hams, they would have to be on drugs to live in their skin.
Right.
You have to be on drugs. No. So if you're this big, fat, white, ham-faced guy that says poor women should be sterilized, Russell Pierce, you absolutely have to be on something to look at yourself in the mirror.
You think beer goggles, the equivalent of beer goggles?
I don't know. I don't know what you have to be on. He's a real jerk.
Yeah, this guy's name, Russell Pierce, yeah. First vice chair of the state's Republican Party in Arizona.
Listen to this. Then we'll test the recipients for drug and alcohol, and if you want to reproduce or use drugs or alcohol, then get a job.
Okay.
Wow.
What an asshole.
Small government.
Sure, nope. Oh, yes.
Don't get it.
we'll
give out more plant.
His background. Pierce,
yes.
A former chief deputy under Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Gross. You mean he wasn't on an episode of Big Brother? He didn't come from reality show fame like Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
But apparently he's the equivalent of that idiot that was interviewed today by Elizabeth Hasselbeck. If he's a chief deputy under Sheriff Joe, papers please, Arpaio. What the fuck is going on in Texas and Arizona?
These sheriffs and all these we got to be done hearing from white law enforcement. I mean, listen, you're detaining an actress from Django Unchained because you thought she was a hooker. There's no good stories coming out from old fat white guys today.
There's an update on that story. There's an update on that story too. They're saying now that they were called the popo regarding that actress,
yes.
Danielle Watts.
Right.
They're saying they were called because of lewd conduct. So somebody allegedly called that they were fucking in their car with the door open.
Oh, okay.
On the passenger,
that's amazing.
Side. She apparently was sitting on his lap on the passenger side, and they were making out. She said they might have been making out pretty heavily, but clothing was all on. And no orifices were being probed.
I will dispute that. I can't imagine making out with somebody with the door open. You're going to hear that boom, boom, boom,
right.
boom sound the whole time. It'd totally take me out of it.
Her point was that once the police showed up, saw them clothed, she was, standing there talking. At that point, she was starting to talk to her father on the cell phone. That she was like, there's no sex going on here. Nothing happened. That's my boyfriend. There's nothing untoward happening. That the police said, well, okay, give me your ID. I'll run your ID and we'll be out on our way. And she decided to take a stand and say, well, you don't need my ID. because there's no
right.
crime that has been committed. So this is where you get into the dispute of the police saying that because they were there for an alleged lewd conduct complaint, that means they had justifiable cause to ID her. And then when she refused, they could then detain her. They threw her in cuffs, threw her in the back of the police cruiser, and I guess she cut her arm on the cuffs and stuff. So,
good God. I'm not a constitutional law expert, but I believe it's within your rights to sit on someone's lap and make out with them with the car door open. I don't think that's against the law.
Yeah, and the scary thing there, too, is the whole the papers, please, aspect of it. And if you go on so many of these websites and look at the story and read the comments, and so many people out there are just so willing to just bend over, really, and just take it by saying, well, if she would have just given the ID, none of this would have happened. You should just give the ID.
Listen.
Just
if she would have just handed over her human rights, her constitutional rights to do whatever, it would have been fine. Oh, great, great.
Right, and that's
insane.
The problem is, you know, if you're in a car and you're pulled over by the police for a traffic stop and you're a passenger, you don't have to give them your ID. Almost all the time, cops are like, well, let me see your ID too, you know. You don't have to. There's no probable cause. For unless they, you know, see a duct taped Girl Scout in the back seat or some shit, there's no problem.
Right. Well, we don't know that.
Force you to ID.
There could have
been
a duct taped Girl Scout in the back of this woman's car from Django Unchained. We don't know that.
So know your rights, people. Now don't be dicks about it. It doesn't mean you have to be like, fuck you, pig. I don't have to give you my fucking ID, you cocksucking swine. Maybe present it in a different manner. And if things start escalating, you know what? So you don't get the shit beat out of you, maybe you should just bend over and take it and then get a lawyer later.
Yeah, and then maybe all these cops should have these little cameras on their shirt, so maybe none of this shit would have happened in the first place.
Right. No logical reason against any of that. We've only got about a minute and a half left. I was going to get to the story about Ferguson. Did you hear the new – we'll talk about it tomorrow. The new – witnesses that are kind of coming forward, now all of a sudden people are talking about how suddenly it's the serious credible witnesses, because it's a couple of white guys. It was two construction workers that were there and saw the shooting.
Construction workers, credible. I got to tell you something. I worked with construction workers, and they're not always credible.
Right, but these guys,
they're drunk.
There's even a videotape of these guys immediately after the shooting right there, yelling at the cop who just shot Michael Brown. He had his hands up. He had his hands up. He had his fucking hands up. The white construction worker yelling on the scene right as it happened. So, but we'll talk about that. We don't have any time. We got less than a minute here on Mondays. Crab Nation tomorrow on Crab Nation. Is tomorrow Quincy Day?
Tomorrow is Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
I think that's a Quincy Day.
Okay. I think Quincy Johnson tomorrow is joining us here in the studio. We'll confirm that and
Absolutely.
Tweet it out for you. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Don't forget Facebook.com/Crab Diving for all your crab diving type needs. Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Also Vile.
And everything and anything about us is on crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Back tomorrow for more 12 to 2. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at crabdiving. And on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.
Are you there? Hello?